Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Kathleen O., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Wednesday, June 9th, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book. We're on page 63, the second paragraph that begins with, "We were now at step three," and we're reading and commenting on this one paragraph only. Today's readers are Naomi B., who will be reading the 12 steps, and Joanne L. will be reading the 12 traditions. The readers of our text are Mo H., Shelley E., and Kathy S. The share ID for Tuesday, June 8th, the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 17,102. That's 17102. This morning's Wednesday, June 9th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, share ID is 17,111. That's 17111. Our newcomer greeter for today is Barbara W., and Leslie M. will be making the announcement. The OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose: to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And I'll now ask Naomi B. to read the 12 steps. Good morning, Naomi.
Kathleen, and thank you for all your service and running such a smooth ship in the morning. it's amazing. Thank you. The 12 steps. 1, we admitted we are powerless over food, that our lives have become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrong. 6, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admit it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. And I pass.
Thank you so much, Naomi B. And Joanne L., would you read the 12 traditions, please? Star 1 to unmute, Joanne.
Oh, good morning. Thank you, Kathleen, for your service. Naomi, thank you for your service. And this is Joanne L. from Rhode Island, recovered in Rhode Island. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise. Lease problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, a public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities, and I pass. Thank you.
And thank you, Joanne L. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute, and once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. And today we resume our study of the Big Book. We are on page 63, the second paragraph that begins with, "We were now at step 3," and we'll be reading and commenting on this one paragraph only this morning. So good morning, Mo H., if you could get us started, please.
I will. Thank you very much, Kathleen, for your service. And everyone else giving service and on the line this morning. My name is Mo H. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Walnut Creek, California. We were now at step 3. Many of us said to our Maker, as we understood him, God, I offer myself to thee, to build with me and to do with me as thou wilt. Relieve me of the bondage of self, that I may better do thy will. Take away my difficulties, that victory over them may bear witness to those I would help of thy power, thy love, and thy way of life. May I do thy will always, as we thought well before taking this step, making sure we were ready, that we could at last abandon ourselves utterly to him." And again, my name is Mo H., and I'm in Walnut Creek, California. Wow, oof, what a paragraph to share on. That prayer has become an everyday prayer for me. I say it in the morning, every morning when I wake up, and sometimes throughout the day. Notice that there is no amen at the end of that prayer. And that I heard once is because we have to do 4 through 9. And we have to do 4 through 7. And then there's an amen at the end of the 7th step prayer, which means we were doing our work. But we were reborn was the sentence before this. And then we were now at step 3. And one of the sentences that I never really paid much attention to is, "We thought well before taking this step, making sure we were ready, that we could at last abandon ourselves utterly to him." That meant I was giving my that meant that, you know, when I say this prayer, I really mean it, that I'm utterly giving myself over to Him on a minutely, sometimes daily basis. You know, it's just a beautiful prayer. I offer myself to Thee. You know, I'm giving myself over. And it's not, you know, many of us said to our Maker, as we understood Him, not, you know, one that's been given to you, but one as I understood Him. And it, relieve me of the bondage of self. You know, I get into self. I am very selfish, self-willed throughout, you know, some days in my life. And relieve me so that I may better do Your will. What is Your will for me today? And then take away my difficulties, that victory over them may bear witness to those I would help of Thy power, Thy love, and Thy way of life. I can't help others unless I'm asking God to work with me and help me with my difficulties in life. So anyway, I want to just emphasize that, you know, really before one takes that third step, and I took a third step with somebody recently, and it was just absolutely beautiful. She read all the paragraphs leading up to step three and then said this prayer, and it was absolutely beautiful. So I think with that said enough, I will pass. Thank you, Kathleen.
And thank you, Moish, for getting us started this morning. Okay, everyone, we are on page 63, the second paragraph. We were now at step three. And although we value your experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share on this paragraph?
Naomi.
Lauren.
Okay.
Z.
Shawnee Lane B.
Okay.
Lauren.
Okay, hold on. Okay, Lauren, what was your initial?
G.
Okay, so the only names I heard, I'm sorry, were Naomi B. and Lauren G. So who else came in with them?
Yvonne C. from New York.
Okay, was that Yvonne C.?
From New York.
Okay.
Elaine B.
Was that Elaine B.?
Yes.
Okay, and who else with Elaine?
Shawnee E.
Shawnee E. Okay, did I miss anybody? Okay. Gone. Okay, we'll stop there then. So I have Naomi, I think I have this correct. Naomi B, Lauren G, Yvonne C, Elaine B, and Shawnee E. And so when you say your name, if you could also say the state you're calling from, that would be great. So good morning, Naomi. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. Good morning, family. This is Naomi B, a grateful recovered compulsive overeater outside Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And this is just, I am a sponsor, and I don't, or reading, whether I'm sharing on a phone or anything, my experience, strength, or hope, I don't go anywhere before I say this prayer. And it's just so amazing. And, you know, I want to piggyback on what Mo said. It was just amazing, where when you break it down, it says, many of us said to our Maker, and it's like, unfortunately, for many decades, my Maker was food, you know. But then I woke up and I joined OA, and that was the best day in my life. And then it says here, God, I offer myself to Thee. I mean, what resonates with me about that, and relieve me of the bondage of self, boy, I was in bondage, that's for sure, was when I stepped down to being the actor, I turned it over to God, and that in itself was like a ton of weight off my shoulders. And then it says, take away my difficulties. Well, life still happens. People live, people die, my husband collapsed at work. I mean, all these things happen. Life still goes on. But I ask God to take these difficulties away and may bear witness. And I do. I really do. I have an opportunity. God has given me a wonderful mouth. And I have a brain, and I have this wonderful recovering program that I live daily. And it's so much more than the food and the weight. We all know that. It's dealing with life. It's dealing with, like, a coworker will make a snide remark to me, and I sit there quietly, where before I would have gone right back in her face. That's not how I live today, because it's thy will, and thy way of life. May I do thy will always. And that's right. Am I perfect? No, because I'm human. And like it's so beautifully said on our meeting, we never rise above the level of being human, but it's a heck of a lot better than what it was before, OA, that's for sure. Thank you for allowing me to share, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Naomi B. from Pennsylvania. Lauren G., good morning. You're up, followed by Yvonne C. Star one to unmute, Lauren.
Hi, it's Lauren G. from Michigan. Can I be heard?
Yes, you can. Thank you, Lauren.
For a long time, I couldn't say this prayer, specifically the sentence about taking away difficulties so I may bear witness. The third step prayer was an important one that I wanted to be able to say every day. But at some point, I realized what was meant by the sentence, take away difficulties, which it refers to, obviously, character defects and not removing my problems. Some of my character defects were always having a better story than the one you just told, being casually judgmental but with a smile, funnier jokes, knowing where the best restaurants were, and more importantly, how slender I stayed well into my 40s and 50s. It didn't matter what the topic I had or knew of something better. After a few years in OA, I thought that I would not be a person who could bear witness of God's power, love, and way of life. No matter how much I changed, how many of my character defects were taken away, no one was going to look at me and say, I want what she has. This was the consequence of being a narcissist and a braggart for years. I'd irritated, annoyed, pissed off, and offended so many people. I felt I'd burned too many bridges and most of my relationships would not be mended. The one thing I never, ever shared with anyone was that little by little, every day I was killing myself with an eating disorder. So pretending I had created such an amazing life for myself without adding in the truth of an eating disorder was certainly a setup for a humiliating fall. Once God started opening my eyes to more defects, I lived with humiliation, which now I considered a good thing because it felt honest. I was and still am learning of all the good things that the Big Book has to offer. A while ago, I faced a serious medical crisis, which significantly impacted many areas of my life. Initially, I was so mad at God. In time, I became more teachable, more humble. God's got my attention now, and I'm learning that it truly is better to give than to receive. I know I'm learning to be an authentic child of God. I will serve others until my time on earth is done. If being a role model bearing witness is ever his plan, I'm willing to go there. I am still working on following the Big Book instructions every day. The things I'm learning have given me a fullness and richness to life that I have not known. This way of life has far more meaning, far more depth and beauty than what I created when I was the director. So with gratitude, I pass.
And thank you, Lauren G. from Michigan. Yvonne C., you are up, followed by Elaine B. Go ahead, Yvonne. Star one to unmute, Yvonne.
Oh, thank you for your service, Kathleen. Can I be heard now?
Yes, you can. Thank you.
Thank you. Over 25 years ago, I came to this program, and had I read these words, I would have been just so frustrated and upset since I was so much with self. And for 25 years, left to my own devices, now coming back to this program, this just grabs me, and I just feel this morning such gratitude. I'm relatively new to the program and just want to be so grateful this morning for these words, and because I no longer need to be frustrated. I have a meeting, a loving meeting such as this, a gift of a sponsor who will guide me. So when it frustrates me that I really don't know how to surrender or how to do this and get rid of self and, you know, surrender myself to a program that will give me the peace and the love and the life that I want. So I want to just express my gratitude for all these things. Thank you so very much. I pass.
And thank you, Yvonne C. in New York. Elaine B., good morning. You're up, followed by Shawnee E.
Good morning, Kathleen O. Thanks for your beautiful service and all these great shares. We're now at step three. Here we go, you know. And so it's a very different experience for a newcomer than somebody who's been saying this prayer for a long time and walking it out. But it's also not just here we go, but here we grow, because this is an ever-increasing relationship, you know. And to be able to trust and rely on God instead of me, you know, the fact they call him our maker, it's like if my car's broken, I want to bring it to a car dealer, not a car wash, you know. If my lawn needs mowed, I don't want to use my car to do it. I need a lawnmower. And when that's broken, I need to bring it somebody who fixes that. So God knows exactly what's wrong with me and isn't going to, you know, waste my time fixing something unnecessary and knows exactly where to go. But the other thing is there's so much of this is that this is going to be God's work. I offer you to relieve me of my bondage of self. I offer to you to take away my difficulties. I offer to you to bear witness to what you've done for me. It's all your love, your power, your way of life that's going to do this. And when I follow your will, that's the outcomes I'm going to get. But this is the scary part. We were ready at last to utterly abandon ourselves to him. Boy, as a newcomer, that was a scary phrase, and I really need to wrap my head around it. In fact, I did a special edition on that line because that's really intense. That's big. On page 28, though, it always makes me think of this. There's two paragraphs here that, or two statements here I want to read. One is, we in turn sought the same escape from our compulsive food and behaviors with all the desperation of drowning men. What seemed at first like a flimsy reed has proved to be the loving and powerful hand of God. A new life has been given us, or if you prefer, a design for living that really works. And further down on the page, it says, you know, all of us are children of a loving creator with whom we may form a relationship upon simple and understandable terms as soon as we're willing and honest enough to try. And it took me a while to get the food in a cage, my healthy boundaries around my food, and have some clarity and understanding, but most of all, to get beyond my agnosticism. I wasn't an atheist. I did believe there was a God and had a powerful relationship, but not enough to let go of the handle of my food and grab hold of some flimsy reed, which is what this prayer felt like. But ever since, I have found it has proved to be the loving, powerful hand of my God. And God wants to help me with everything in my life, all my problems with my in my life. And I'm so grateful for this higher power and the chance to talk about it again today. And I pass.
Thank you so much, Elaine B. from Massachusetts. And before I take you, Shawnee, I just want to remind everyone that we're on page 63, the second paragraph. We were now at step three. I'll be taking some more names after Shawnee. So go ahead, please, Shawnee E. Star one to unmute, Shawnee. Okay, maybe Shawnee is not here anymore. Okay, so let's move on then. And again, although we value your experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day. So who would like to share who hasn't shared in the last 3 days on this paragraph?
Veronica B.
Liz
Veronica
F.
B.
Liz F.
Kathy S.
Kathy S. Anyone else? Okay, we'll stop there. Veronica B., Liz S., and Kathy S. And when you give your name, please do say your state. So go ahead, please, Veronica B.
Good morning. My name is Veronica. I'm a compulsive overeater. And thank you, Kathleen, for your service. And I feel so blessed and privileged that I get to read about the third step prayer. It's so beautiful. It really, for me, is a reminder that I need to surrender many, many times in a day, because this prayer, up until now, we've been, well, hopefully I've really got grasp that it's my self-will that's my problem. You know, relieve me of the bondage of self, that I may better do thy will. It's a great foundation for inventory, because this tells me that it's really not the food that's been the problem. It's my self-will. It's my selfishness. It's my coping skills. My coping skills, I use my self-will to cope. I use my self-pity when I don't get what I want. I'm self-seeking. You know, I think it should be my way. You should like me. Everybody should praise me. I should be first in line. I should be appreciated. It's my self-centeredness. All I do is think about myself all day. It's my self-delusion. I mean, self. It's exhausting, you know. And this is what drove me to eat all the time. Always thinking about myself. Mostly self-pity. Big victim. When I didn't get my way or life wasn't going my way. So this is a great motivator for me to start on the next step, which is, you know, I've said, God, okay, I'm done. I'll let you be in charge. You know, show me what to do. You know, I am your child. Show me. Please. Because I'm done, you know, living like I know what I'm doing. And because it brought me a lot of pain. I made a lot of selfish decisions based on self, which brings me a lot of pain. And I'm done with the suffering and the pain. So this prayer for me is all about to remind myself, like, I must surrender many times in a day, and that God knows what he's doing, that I just trust in God and that I let him guide me. And to find out, you know, what my character defects are blocking me from him. And because I need new coping skills. My old coping skills are not working. The coping skills are my thinking. It's my thinking, you know, how I see life, my perception of life. So now I get to be guided by God and how he would have me be, you know, which is loving and patient and tolerant while I do this work, while I continue on to do a house cleaning, you know, clean house and help others. And I feel my best when I'm helping others, you know, helping others in program or being a service to my family, which there's a lot of people around me that I can help. And I feel my best, and I feel very connected to God when I'm helping others, because if I'm helping you, I'm not thinking about me, right? Which is the problem, it's me, my selfishness, self-centeredness. So it's a beautiful prayer, and I do say it many, many times throughout the day. And thank you so much for letting me share. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, Veronica B. in California. And Liz S., you're up, followed by Kathy S. Go ahead, Liz.
Hi, it's Liz S. from New Hampshire, and I was just sitting here thinking that, you know, step three is an absolutely extraordinary step, because having lived all my life, you know, concerned with one person, and that's me. Not always one person, but primarily one person. Step three is my willingness to say, I'm willing to think differently. You know, I'm willing, God, to do differently with your help and your guidance and your direction. And I read Dr. Bob's the third step prayer, which brought me to tears, because while it has absolutely the same spirit of this one, he speaks directly to his higher power and asks for forgiveness, and asks for forgiveness for the wrongs that he has done, and asks for direction, and asks for new power. It's a very, very moving third step prayer. And as a result, of that, I decided to write my own in the same spirit, using the spirit of his and the spirit of this one. And it was very important to me because I was able to ask God for help in the areas that I really needed, and for guidance and for direction. And I gave up my will and I gave up my life at the same time. And I was so grateful that I read his third step prayer, which gave me a different angle, but the exact same spirit and attitude that this prayer is about, and that is what I call just giving up. I don't think surrender is used in the entire big book, so I just use the term, I gave up. I'm giving up, God. I'm giving up. My life is yours, because I have no idea what to do next. I simply don't. So I need you to show me the way. I need you to direct me. And that, to me, is the essence of step three. I don't know. I finally can say it. I don't know, but you do. And it was a tremendous relief to finally say, I have no clue. I just don't have any clue. And I'm tired of behaving as though I do. And with that, I will pass. Thank you.
And thank you, Liz S. in New Hampshire. And a reminder, we're on page 63, the second paragraph. We are now at step three. And go ahead, please, Kathy S.
Thank you, Kathleen. This is Kathy S., recovered compulsive overeater in Georgia. And what really stands out for me in this paragraph today is that the italics part, as we understood him. This part is pretty critical to this prayer. And for me, you know, there's been many times when I am starting off with this prayer, God, I offer myself to thee to build with me and do with me as thou wilt, substituting not the God, but things like food, money, house, my husband, the opinions of others, you know, substitute those like money. I offer myself to thee to build with me and do with me as you will. Relieve me of the bondage of self. Oops, that's where everything hits the fan, because none of these other gods can follow through on the rest of this. And I don't surrender myself because I sense that it's not working. I throw more of me into it, and I go back on these pages 61 through 63 and wreak havoc, you know, trying to take control of everything. And so like even this morning, it still comes up today, you know, I slip back into my fear, then I'm not, because God, as I understand him, when I first took this step, God had to be and has to be everything, not just some things. So I take, you know, God has to be the holder of my peace, my security, my need for love and compassion and tenderness. I have to go to God, my identity, my acceptance. All of these things have to come from God, because it's these substitutes that they never work. And it's when I'm relying on these substitutes that I'm disturbed, and then I'm working a 10th step because I have all this fear. And you know, when I work it through, I see self-reliance doesn't work, and neither does this other thing like money or my house or my husband in fulfilling my needs, that I'm able to, again, take this third step prayer and offer myself to God and receive the things that I need. Things, like I said, the peace, my security. God is the hope and the anchor. And he assures my destiny. Everything that matters is peace with God. And to the degree that I surrender myself to that God, the one that made me, like I love what Elaine shared, like he made me. So he knows what I need and knows all my parts. And when I go to that God, I can be put right back to where I need to be. I am back into alignment, and I can be purposeful. I can receive God's power, love, and then actually share it with the world in as a new way of life. And I can be helpful. And it's by His grace, by the use of these purpose of these steps in this fellowship. Thank you so much. And with that, I pass.
And thank you, Kathy S. in Georgia. Okay, I am ready for some more names. Who would like to share on page 63, the second paragraph? We are now at step 3.
This is Marla.
And what's the initial of your last name, Marla?
S.
As in Sam?
Yes.
Okay.
Danielle M.
Danielle M.
Joan Marie.
Liz A. I got Liz A, and before Liz A, was it?
Joan Marie.
Joan Marie.
Danielle M.
I have you, Danielle M. Joan Marie, what's your initial?
Okay, go ahead.
M.
M is in Mary?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not quite sure.
Trisha.
I have. Go ahead, Trisha.
Trisha D from Georgia.
Okay. Okay, let's stop there. I think so. I have Marla S, Danielle M, Joan Marie M, Liz. I'm not sure that I got the initial right, Joan Marie. And then Liz A and Trisha D. So go ahead, please, Marla S, and say your state. You all can say your state.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Okay. Hi. Thank you. This is Marla S. from Iowa. I'm recovered compulsive eater, and I don't usually listen to the meeting live, so I'm really grateful to be able to be on it today. Step three, when I first did step three, I did not have an understanding of God at all, and I'm grateful that you don't have to in order to do this step, because when I first got here, all I knew is that I'm powerless. I can't control the food. I can't stop the binging. And I have no power. That's all I knew, was I have no power. And the program told me that there's hope, that others got power somehow, and that all I have to be in step two is willing to believe possibly that a power greater than me can restore me to sanity. So when it talks about to God as I understand God, I kind of think it was more like to God as I didn't understand God, but I didn't need to. I spent so many years of my life needing to figure things out. Why am I eating? Why do I do this? How come, you know, well, how does this work? I didn't need to understand God. All I needed to know, thank you, is that I was drowning. I was drowning in food and in food obsession. And all I needed to know was that something bigger than me is out there, whatever you are. I said this prayer, but I also had to say it in my own words, too. It's whatever you are. I can't do this myself. It's kind of like, hey, I'm waving the white flag, and just please throw me out that life preserver, and I will grab it. And it was basically that. That was my third step prayer, because it wasn't until I worked through the rest of the steps that I became able to form that relationship with higher power. In the beginning, it was just a nugget of hope. Here I go. I'm willing to throw this out to you. You know, I've messed up my own life, and mostly the things I messed up, self-will, the bondage of self for me, was all about fear. You know, fear motivated all of my self-centered and self-seeking behaviors, typically. I wasn't a gossip because I liked being mean. I was a gossip because I felt insecure, and I needed God to remove those defects that I knew I couldn't do alone. So for me, I guess I would just like to say, if you're newer or if you're still, you know, just getting to this step, don't worry if you don't have a concept of God yet. You don't have to. I just had to be willing to open up and say, I don't have it. Somebody out there, something out there, please help me, I surrender. And that's what it was for me. And now my relationship with higher power has developed into something I trust more and more every day. So with that, I pass. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Marla S. in Iowa. Danielle M., good morning. You're up, followed by Joan Marie M.
Hi, my name is Danielle, and I'm from Virginia. This is the first time that I'm sharing on this meeting, and this was actually a great point for me to start sharing because step three was a very difficult step for me, and I didn't think I could actually take it when I was first starting the program. I thought this is just going to be a breaking point, and then I'm going to be hopeless forever. And I think for me, what I got caught up in is that for me, I had I was very angry with God, at least the God that I understood, that it was really hard for me to do step three and to just kind of work this program. So my sponsor was very helpful to me. She said, you don't have to define your higher power to anybody else. And that was helpful. That gave me a freedom. Also, that I could just forego any concept of higher power and start from ground zero, which is something I thought was sacrilegious from where I grew up. And so, but it's something that I needed to do. And she made the point of, that is just a decision. You just have to make a decision and then let the other stuff happen, because I was making it very complicated. At that point, I wanted to have an exact knowledge of my relationship with God, and I wanted to know what I was turning things over to. And she pointed out that you do not need to do that at this point, that it will develop. And so I really appreciated the way that she saw things, and it really helped me to let go and to begin to kind of surrender my feelings towards God. So thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Danielle M. in Virginia. And Joan Marie M., you're up, followed by Liz A.
Hi, I'm Joan Marie, and my last initial is M., out of Nevada, and this is the first time sharing at this meeting, and there's so much that was said that it's overwhelmingly beautiful, as this program is. What stands out to me today is to take away my difficulties, that victory over them stands out for me. Well, who's going to do that? God, if I let him. And the reason being that I may bear witness the way I live my life today to those I would help of his power, his love, and his way of life. And those are the things that are really standing out for me today, and also utterly abandoned myself to him. And when I was into the food not long ago, I could not hear clearly the voice of my God in my spirit, because I put that God of food before him. And God did not remove himself. I moved away from him. So with that, I pass, and thank you so much.
And thank you, Joan Marie M. in Nevada. Liz A., you're up, followed by Tricia D. Go ahead, Liz.
Hi, this is Liz A. from Michigan, recovering compulsive overeater, bulimic, anorexic. Powerful step three and the stairs. And I still have this timidity about getting on and sharing. And I'm overwhelmed by the service you all do. And, you know, I still obviously always have me on my mind, because I'm thinking, I could never do that. I don't have that kind of, eloquence or ability to stay on task, whatever. Any preoccupation with self is pride. And I need this step daily, and I jump in and out of my earth suit. boy, I take charge and my brain is crazy. And then I realize that I just realized, like, I am still struggling with vanity. I've been in the program for over 30 years and have had, you know, just thank you, God, some amazing recovery, and am still on this path. And I still take charge, and I'm still concerned about the, excuse my language, the size of my ass. And I grew up in a family that weight is, oh my goodness, my mother's 88, and I listened to her a couple weeks ago talk about people's weight and how they eat. And I get really hard on myself, and when I'm in this program working it, I used to use it as a bat. And I heard a speaker say, be gentle on yourself, tough on your disease, which means I just need to be honest, and I just need to show up and be willing to peel the layers away without self-recrimination and hatred, because then I'm jumping back in God's place. This has been just so powerful for me, and it's given me some things to think about. God bless.
Thank you, Liz A. in Michigan. Thank you so much. Okay, Trisha D. from Georgia. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. This is Trisha D. from Georgia. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I can. Thanks, Trisha.
Okay,
yes,
all right, thanks. All right. I'm Trisha D., a compulsive overeater, and from Georgia. And I've been in the program in OA since 2010, but I've only been in a vision for you in the past 5 months. And I've even gone through all 12 steps, and I'm going through them again because I had a relapse. And it was the greatest gift I received to do the steps over again and go so much deeper in my relationship with God. And I had a powerful example for step three of abandoning myself to God and really finally submitting to His will this past weekend. I just wanted to share because it just has just really been a stepping stone forward for me. I have three children. My husband and I have three children, and we had a big family reunion this weekend. The children and their spouses and our four grandchildren. And some of us had not been together in over 8 months. And so it was a beautiful, beautiful weekend. And God was just so present the whole time there. Then after it was all over on Sundays, people were leaving to go back home. Some were heading back to the West. I'm in Georgia. My one daughter was going back to California. You know, I was so sad. And it was like, oh, they're just like, just, it was such a beautiful time. And it was ending. And I was already missing the children before they were already leaving. And so then my husband turns to me and says, you know, I'm ready to go home. And we're only 2 hours away from this lake where we were. And I went, no, we can't be ready to go home yet. I'm not ready yet. And it was just as I could feel the self just emerging, this wanting to control my way or the highway. And I was so struggling. I was so thankful for the tools of recovery and the tools of this program. Of a vision for you, because I immediately knew that because I was feeling agitated inside, big time agitated, I knew to go and get alone, pause, relax. And I, for me, it helps me to journal. And I just started writing down my thoughts and reflecting, Lord, I'm struggling. I want to do, you know, your will, but you know, my heart says I want to stay and I want to honor my husband who says he's ready to leave because he was really tired and wasn't sleeping well. And I just went, oh, Lord, just please help me. I don't know what to do. And so, but I know the program teaches me to surrender it to you. And so I did. I started writing. But what a message I got back from God, that it was such a turning point for me. He said to me, your will is very strong in wanting your way. He said, he told me to stay in the moment today and enjoy it and surrender all of it to me. And he said, I am your director, your father. And sometimes we don't understand the actions of others. This is a sacrifice in learning to trust me in all things, especially when it hurts to not always get your way. Oh, thank you. Sometimes putting other people's needs ahead of yours is an estimable act, because it means so much in dying to self that I put someone else's request before my own. Then you surrender yourself to me and put the rest in my hands. Trust me and let me guide you. And I did, and it worked out perfect. My husband and I compromised, and we stayed one more day and went home the next. God is so awesome, and he answered my prayers. Thank you for letting me share.
And thank you, Tricia D. in Georgia. And thank you, everyone who did service and shared this morning. Really beautiful and eloquent shares. Thank you so much. So we are now going to close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. So, Shelley E., if you would please read a vision for you.
You bet. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, newcomers. I'm Shelley E., a gratefully recovered compulsive overeater presently in Petoskey, Michigan. Page 164. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. Thank you for